a school district wanted to rename a school, or if a city wanted to remove a public monument dedicated to a historical figure, they'd need to get legislative approval under a new bill. As James Dawson reports, the House signed off on the proposal Tuesday.
Both the House and Senate would need to approve the removal of a statue or renaming of a street or school building under the proposal. The legislation is in response to last summer's civil unrest in which statues of historical figures in American history were removed or vandalized. Many of those statues depicted Confederate figures or slaveholders, including the Founding Fathers. Republican Representative Aaron Von Ellinger.
I mean, it almost looked like the Russian Revolution earlier last year, and it was absolutely despicable.
Democratic Representative James Ruckte voted against the bill. He mentioned Chinese Peak near Pocatello, which was formerly named using a racist slur after a Chinese man died near the summit. Ruckte says it was an embarrassment for the community and that those decisions should be kept locally.
These are things we need to decide. This is what local control is all about.
The bill passed 51-19. State senators will take up the issue next. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.